Did Jesus want worship? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Did Jesus want worship? Well, in the Bible stories, we find people wanting to worship Jesus. The disciples wanted to worship him. They wanted to think he was so much better than they were. And they wanted to think that Jesus needed to have worship from people, that people should respect Jesus and respect his time. But Jesus himself didn't need to have worship, and he didn't want worship. Jesus himself was always out giving to others. He spent all of his time sharing and loving, being gentle, being caring, being uplifting. Everywhere he went, whenever people would praise him, he would say, "It is not I, but the Father within who doeth the works." Because he didn't want anyone to worship the man, to worship the being, the symbol that this body was for him. Because everybody has a body and has a symbol. And everybody has that symbol be an outward reflection of what they are within. And everyone within is God, and everyone within is beautiful, and everyone within is great and glorious and good. And then the disciples asked themselves, why is it that some people are different? Why is it that some people have different faces and different bodies and different colors? And Jesus always said to them, we are all one. We are all one. But whatever face, whatever body, whatever color, whatever physical activities our body goes through or experiences, those are a reflection of who we think we are inside. Who do you think you are inside? Who do you think your real self is? Whoever you think your real self is, that is who Jesus felt his real self is, that divine beingness. Now, Jesus didn't want worship because worship meant that you felt that somebody was better than you are. And you are worshiping something because you think that the church is better than you are, the synagogue is better than you are, the mosque is better than you are, any place where people gather and praise the Lord, but any place where people gather and worship something greater than themselves. Jesus told people not to do that. He told people, go within and find the power and the presence and worship that within you. Delight in that, follow that, listen to that, know that. He wanted everyone to be who they really are. To listen to the divine within, to listen to God within, to listen to who they are. He told them not to pay attention to the outer. He told them not to love their neighbors and not to love other people and not to want things from other people, but to first love themselves. And with what love they have for themselves, they will love the world, and they will love their neighbor, and they will love all. Go, he told the people. Love all the world, but first, love yourself. Go to the Father within. Go to the presence within, the power within. It is done unto you according to what you think in your heart, in your mind, in your soul. Never once did Jesus lay himself out to be someone superior to the others. He was a way shower, the way, the truth, and the light. He showed the way to the people. He showed the path to the people by the things that he did. And he told them the things he did were nothing compared to what they will do. nothing compared to what they have the potential, the capacity, and the talent to do. And each person who heard the master teacher was stunned by the humility, by the dignity, by the purity, by the love, the unconditional love of one so talented, so great. Oh, he could perform apparent miracles, but he asked the people to do that too. He could do many wonderful things. He could show the way to the inner path. But as he said, each man must walk that way alone. And each one must let go of the past. Let the dead bury the dead. Let those things which are no longer in this moment, let those things be gone. You don't worry about what unhappiness life brings to you or life brings into your world. You only concern yourself with who you are. And this is what he not only demonstrated and taught, it's what he demanded of others, that they first respect themselves. Turn the other cheek if someone strikes you. If someone demands your cloak, give them also your coat. Give, give, give. These are the aspects that Jesus taught. Never once thinking for himself. He only asked, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. And truly, that was a misnomer because the people knew what they were doing. They knew that they were going against their own inner best judgment. They were going against what they knew was right. To love completely with all their heart and soul and being. To love all in their universe with all their heart and soul and being. And in this love, to be so fantastic and so beautiful and so uplifting that everywhere they turn, they were love. The majority of the people on this planet Earth are unconditional love. The majority of the people on this planet Earth are healthy. The majority of the people on this planet Earth are peace-loving. The majority of the people on this planet, on this Earth, on this globe, are expressing their absolute magnificent divinity right now. And all are calling it good and very good. And so, this is what Jesus taught us to worship. To worship the divinity within ourselves and to live it. Not in anyone else outside of ourselves, and certainly not the teacher, not the sharer, but just ourselves. And that has become the most tedious task for searchers into the pathways of truth. Because they want something to put their foot on, something to hold on to, as they're struggling to remain in their purity and their goodness. And yet all who live what Jesus taught, and not try to worship him, but live what he taught, are being that magnificent, are being an example of what he is an example of, unconditional love. Loving without condition every being in the universe. And that is where we are going. And that's what we are doing now. And that's what he taught. He didn't say, worship me. He said, believe. And worship the presence, the power of the Father within you. Because that's the only reality there is. It's kind of nice, isn't it? Oh my, oh my, oh my. Unconditional love. I can only say a million times, I love you. I love you. I love you.